I mean, three main political parties that call opposition, MHP and CHP and HDP. MHP are very nationalist, hardcore nationalist, as you know. They are very much now agreed and happy with what's going on with AKP because they are meeting the very much national and anti-European and anti-everybody but Turks. So they are not doing any objection with the AKP, no matter how unsuccessful it is. But CHP, as a main opposition party that have about 25% of the votes from the last election, they are actually being kind of ideologically and diplomatically split. Some of them inside the party thinking that they must help AKP because it's too late for them to come back. Some others think no, they have to fully stop AKP what was going to do. That's why they are not very effective. The only party, which unfortunately are very small, only 10% of the votes is being achieved, which is HDP and pro-Kurdish and pro-democracy party. They are extremely against what's going on and they do anything against AKP, but they are not as powerful. Maybe they are not as powerful politically, but at least they are very active opposition that do everything and making every steps against every steps of the AKP policies, and they have a comment on everything in this respect. For example, this morning during the media conference by the three main opposition party leaders, the deputy leader of HDP said, we're going to make a biggest blame on the security issue, on the meat, on the police. Why something in a very important place like Ataturk Airport has been happened? So that's a main question mark on the power and the merit of the personnel. So always these political parties want to do something, but unfortunately the two main political parties before HDP are almost submitted to what AKP are doing. Especially HDP, which is very powerful, they can do some big differences, but I don't know, for some reason they are not doing it at the moment.